Hey guys, welcome back to the Angel Bless Show. I am Angel Bless, of course, your host, and I am back. So guys, check this out. We have Tuesdays. On Tuesdays we do Help Find Me, which is our missing person, Mr. Surgeon episodes. We are on our 10th episode as of today's second season, and it's called Help Find Me, Missing in Florida. But I'm going to talk about this case that's in North or South Carolina, because this is very interesting and kind of weird. It's a plot to it. They have two family members, relatives, that's been missing and have not been reported up until today. Isn't that crazy? One hasn't been seen since 2016, I believe 17. One in 2020. So this is really crazy. I want to talk about that. You can check me out on Thursdays. We talk about our podcast. On Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we usually do interviews. And we have Kami Moto coming back on. We're going to do an interview. We're going to trace back on when we first started talking to him, how he's doing, and everything. So hopefully he takes the seed, and as the seed grows, that he goes and do the best he can with the music, because he's a very talented guy. Moving along. So yeah, on Thursdays we do interviews and topics. On Sundays we have Help Solve Me, our unsolved cases, and we talk about that. But I actually, and then we have the sports podcast also, but I actually want to jump right into it, because listen, I was supposed to be on at 7 and it's actually 10, because I have the time went back. It's after 10 because I went and got some footage with some sports and stuff. So I was editing pictures. Actually, pictures came out amazing. So we're going to jump right into this. I'm going to piggyback off of News 11, ABC News 11. Fratville teen reported missing years after he was last seen. Police made public plea. So this is North Carolina. A teenage boy's disappearance in North Carolina is raising lots of questions in the communities. Authorities say Blake Julian Thornton Devin hasn't been seen since 2022. That's crazy, right? But police said his family just recently notified them about his disappearance. Fratville police are using 2012 photo of Blake Devin to raise awareness as they work with his family and the FBI to find the boy. However, according to police, the family only reported him missing recently as a part of a separate police investigation. The family is also telling police Blake hasn't been seen in years. This is crazy. So he was missing 2 years ago, and they're using a picture from 2012. This is weird. Do they not have recent pictures of him? Do they not have school pictures of him? Something that isn't right. A Franklin police report filed on January 19 said he was last seen in August 2022. Very rarely do we see a long-term missing, said the news reporter. We have a few North Carolina, but very rarely do we see them missing for any more than a week. The police asked the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children to create an age-progressive photo so they can see Blake may look like now at age 17. Investigators have released very few details about the case, including who had custody of Blake when he disappeared. Sometimes it is frustrating for the general public to not have that information. Everybody wants to know what happened, and that everybody is curious about how this all unfolded. But sometimes they have to just kind of wait it out and see how everything works out with investigation. Police wasn't specific where they've been searching for clues either. However, they say they searched three Fratville locations alongside the FBI last Wednesday, March 27. Neighboring residents saw the police close down Berrydale Drive for one of their searches. ABC 11 reached out to Devin's family for community comment, but they have not responded back. So let's go back. So this boy has not been seen since 2022. They're using a photo of him from 2012. That's very strange. And why are they just not calling the police about him? That's crazy. So I'm trying to find So the reason there was there, I'm trying to find a missing relative too. So this is the reason why they came. So we're gonna talk about this too. A relative of Fredville Blake Devin, last seen in 2022, discovered missing since 2019. This is weird, right? In a startling revelation, Fredville police said Thursday that as the search for a missing teenager unfolds, one of the relatives may also be missing. A stunning update came amid the investigation into the disappearance of Blake Julian Thornton, which he is 17 now, who was last seen in 2022. LPD said Thursday that London Devlin, now 27, has been last seen in 2019 in Fredville. This is weird. Police said they were able to independently confirm that London hasn't been seen since that the most recent photo of her was from around 2007. Why is 2007? What is up with these old pictures? This isn't her when she was 12 years old. This makes no sense. When she would have been about 12 years old. This is not making any sense at all. Though Blake Devin hasn't been seen in 2 years, police only recently learned about his disappearance while speaking to his family about the separation investigation. And in addition, the last picture of him was from 2012 when he was about 5 years old. This is crazy and sick. And the Federal Bureau of Investigation has joined the search for Blake. On Thursday, the FBI added that police alerted Blake to his missing person site. Detectives and special agents have several leads and have conducted interviews in the case. On March 27, FPD's homicide unit and FBI searched three locations in Fredville as part of an expanded investigation to find Blake. Anyone with information to locate Blake Devin or London Devin should contact the FBI at 800-CALL-FBI on the Fredville Police Department tip line at area code 910-578-2697. So you see why I went to the story? This is a very weird story. So Devin, so Blake, I want their relatives. So if they're relatives, are they brother and sisters? Hold on, I want to know if they're brothers and sisters because I just recently searched. I'm trying to see, are they brothers and sisters? But you can do your research. So I believe they are brothers and sisters. But I don't know what is going on. But this is crazy because they're using old pictures of them and not newer pictures of them. And this is crazy. So I'm going to read what some people said. I read a short interview with the paternal aunt. She said the boy was in foster care. And this is one of those cases where facts may be hard to pin down. It says law enforcement discovered he was missing while investigating another report. So if that is true, if he was in foster care, this is where ask someone out. This is very weird. Where is the boy? Who took him? You know, did anyone do checkups on him if he was in foster care? And for his sister to be missing, or whoever, his sister or cousin to be missing from the same place, something's not adding up. Something just is not adding up. This is a crazy case. Because if they're in foster care, they should still have updated pictures of them. Whether they have been to school or something. So you mean to tell me they have no pictures of them? They have pictures of the girl who's now 26, who's been missing for 4 years. But you got a picture of her as 12 years old. And the boy that has been missing for 2 years, he's 17 now. But you have a picture of him when he's 5 years old. This don't make sense. Something's not adding up. Make it make sense, God. If anyone has any, I mean, someone knows something. Oh, my God. This is just weird. This is just, so it said Blake and his two biological brothers were removed. Okay, so here we go. Let's see what they're saying. Okay. Hold on, let me go back. So it is saying Blake and his two biological brothers were removed from their birth mom's care and placed into foster care in 2012. They were then adopted. Ooh, this gets, they didn't tell us this. Why is they keeping this from us? Hold on, I'm trying to get the story. There's so many holes in the story. Okay, here we go. Madison County Department of Social Service released a statement. The Bassett County Department of Social Service had placed in its custody in February 2011 the child Blake Julian Thornton Devon, who is the subject of an investigation by the Fairfield Police Department. In May 2011, Blake Devon was placed in a foster home located in Baucom County through a licensed private child placement agency. He remained in that foster care and was adopted in July 2013. It is my understanding that the family moved to Cumberland County in 2015. Cumberland, I think it's what. Department of Social Services also sent a statement to WRA News. Cumberland County had no history of involvement with these children or family prior to the current report. We are working in conjunction with law enforcement in related to this matter. We are equally concerned about the safety, well-being of these children, and we continue to aid law enforcement. They sold these goddamn children on black market. So it sounded like they was tracing him, and we'll hope for a good outcome. So, the crazy part about it, the kids was put in foster care, in a private foster care, and no one was seen to went and checked on the child till now. This is really crazy. This is like just the weirdest crazy of them all. Like, you put this child in foster care, right? It sounds like they say he was adopted or something. And so I'm going to do an update, because I'm posting what the foster care. So they lost this child. You know, the foster care can be good or the foster care can be bad. Because at the end of the day, this is crazy. This is weird. How do you, oh my God, Lord, find these kids. I pray they are found safe. I pray no harm has come to them. This is just really, really crazy. Oh my God. Lord, help us all. Just help us all. So, listen, I'm gonna get off here before I get emotional or anything. But, you know, foster care has to. If you're not gonna take care of children, why have kids? If you're gonna cling to the father or the mother and don't want the child to be after the person left, why would you have a child? You cannot keep a man or a woman by having a baby. I'm not saying this is the incident, but our children continue to suffer because of some of these issues in life. And this is sad. You lost another child in foster care. And it goes way back to when the little girl from Miami, the little black girl that went missing, someone knocked on the door. I really do believe someone knocked on that door, posing to be with child care service, and took that girl. I don't believe that lady that's in prison now did something. They're making her pay for what the system lost that child. They stole that child. They sold that child. I'm sorry. I don't believe that lady that's locked up right now had anything to do with it. Now, she kept collecting the checks and stuff and didn't say anything. She was guilty for that. But I do believe someone stole that child. I don't care what no one said on that. I'm getting very emotional about this, and it's sad because it hurts me to the core. I'm going to I love you guys. Please share any posts of missing persons, missing children, so that we can get these kids and these family back home, even if you know anything about unsolved crimes, cases, and so forth like that, so that we can get these kids home. This is a very, very sad situation. I love you guys. Continue to be blessed, and this is Angela Bless.